This is just Psalms 149. Let me know when you're there by saying hallelujah. Let's put our eyes on verse number 6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Plus the word of God be in their hands. Two-edged sword in their hand. Hand represents what you're doing. Laying hands on the sick, giving, comforting, building, whatever it may be. Right? But let the high praises. Now, it doesn't say let the praises. It says let the high praises. That word high there, it means to arise and build. In other words, your praise gets higher and higher. It doesn't level out. It keeps going further and further. I'm going to show you some things about praise, about your priestly mantle of praise. You're going to see how important this is in your manifestation. Now watch this. It says here, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to do what? To praise God? Certainly. But this is what happens. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people. So when you and I refuse to just go through the motions of praise, but when we step it up, I said, when we step it up, vengeance is being executed. You better get this. Just turn your watches off. Give me this time, because I got something really, really important when it comes to praise that you really didn't know, but you're going to know now. All right? We're going to bring old friends and new friends, right? But when you and I refuse to just praise you, Jesus, glory to God, but when we get radical in our praise, not for show, not for emotionalism, but when you really understand that Jesus is your healer, that he's your provider, he's your protector. How many of you in here should have been dead? Come on now, in a car wreck or ODing or whatever, right? For me, it was all the above, right? But now look what it says. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and two-edged sword in their hand to do something, to execute vengeance. Well, vengeance belongs to the Lord. Well, watch this now. How does the Lord take vengeance? See, when you and I start praising for the victory, for praising for the triumph, it releases God to execute vengeance upon the heathen, punishments upon the people. Next verse. To bind all those lawless political, that's good, so-called leaders and handcuff them. Come on now. I'm talking about just one church that's got an open portal of praise and a mantle of praise, can get their praise on, and not just praising God out of religious duty, but arising in praise, going beyond where they've ever gone before in praise. It executes vengeance upon the heathen. It binds their kings with chains. And all those that think they're the elitist, they're nobles with fetters of iron. Next verse. To execute upon them, the heathen, the wicked kings, the wicked nobles, to execute upon them the judgment written. What's written? You sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. This honor, this privilege, this right have all the pastors. Huh? All the apostles. No! All the saints. There's power in your praise. I said there's power in your praise. Hey! 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 And he ends it by saying, if you know all that, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61, you don't have to turn there. Verse 3, he's given us a garment of praise. Remember that? Garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Remember that? Well, the modern King James Version says it, the mantle of praise. That garment is a mantle. And last year, you were mantled above any kind of mantle you've ever had before in your life. You've been mantled upon a higher degree. That means everything that you know, everything that you do has a more powerful impact than ever before. Okay. You can know the Bible, and you can teach the Bible and preach the Bible and change lives. But when the anointing's on you, you're teaching the same thing, but there's a mantle on you now. It does way more. Now, the word's powerful. Don't get me wrong. Right? But when you're mantled upon, when you're anointed by God for service, it takes on a whole higher level of dimension. Are you following? And every one of you in here have been mantled upon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not the same person that you was last year. There's a higher degree of anointing on your life. So things that you used your faith for before that graduation of being mantled upon that you experienced in that camp meeting, right? Things that you used to struggle with are easy. Why? Because you're operating in a higher mantle of anointing, see? And where we get kind of off is when we start teaching on the authority of the believer and we leave out the Spirit of God in that teaching. Yes, you have authority. Jesus gave it to you. Yes, you're seated in heavenly places. That's wonderful. But you're going to need the leadership and the anointing of Almighty God. If Jesus had to be anointed before he ever did a miracle, then, you know, we got to get way past quoting the scripture. All of you are anointed for whatever God has called you to do, or even a temporary season that you may be in. Those of you that are in business, you're anointed for that. Those of you that are in whatever capacity, if you look for it, there's an anointing for everything you do. It's more than that you're a good worker. There's an anointing there for that, right? But we've been given the mantle of praise to break through demonic spirits of heaviness. Now follow this, because we're going to bust some things today. Yeah, we are. Glory be to God. Now, again, don't turn it, because I got so much to share. 1 Peter 2:9, you know, you're a chosen generation. A royal what? A royal what? Priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises. Show forth the praises. So as a priest, you have not only as a saint do you have the privilege of praise, but as a priest, my goodness, mantled upon by the Holy Ghost, you have the power to praise God in any situation. And again, we're going to go way past the religious, you know, get an evil report on the phone. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I don't receive that. That wasn't really praise. I mean, that's better than cussing. Right? But there's something about when you get your praise on. Come on now. When you put your praise on, the devil freaks out on it. He does not want the saints of God, the priest of God, praising. He doesn't want it. He knows that it releases 4D angels to move in this 3D earth. He knows that. He knows when he was in 4D, leading praise in the throne room before he got expelled, kicked out, fall like lightning, stripped, right? He knows what happens when you begin to praise Almighty God. He knows, see, and he wants to keep the church of God real dignified, real quiet. There's times for quiet, but there's times when the high praises of God got to be in our mouth. Isn't it something? Could you imagine going to a basketball game and, you know, your team is down by 1 point and all of a sudden there's 5 seconds to go, and they steal the ball and do a half-court shot, and it's nothing but nets, and everybody goes, there's a time to be silent. No, the place come unglued. About a ball game that's going to be forgotten. Come on now. I got to keep going here. All right. Now, Psalms 8, I'm going to stick with my notes. Psalms 8, let me know when you're there by saying hallelujah. Verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that you might still shut up the enemy and the avenger. Now, isn't it something that when a baby gets excited about something, when our little ones come down here, you know, they just, you know, They don't have no volume level. It's max. Right? Are you following this? It's wide open. And it says here, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. And see, when it comes to praise, we got to become as children. We're talking about God, who is worthy of praise. We're not talking about some charismatic exercise. There's a target for our praise. Are you following this? And it's our Father, right? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. Now Jesus, you don't turn there, in Matthew 21:16, he says this same scripture, but he interprets strength. He says, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, yea, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. So what do we get when we understand the Greek translation and the Hebrew translation? You put them together, it's strong praise. Strong praise. Now go back to Psalms 8:2. Here's the reason why. It says, come on, media, keep up with me. Because of your enemies. Who's your enemies? Your neighbor? Your boss? Squeaky? Well, that's borderline there, but just kidding. No, we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And it says here, strong praise will steal the enemy and the avenger. Do we believe that? If we really believed that, then we would do more than just cast down imaginations. We would do more than just speak the word. We would put something more with it called strong praise. Come on now. Come on now. If you really believe what this word says about praise. Come on. All right. Woo! I'm getting happy already. We're talking about war praise. Psalm 68. That's W-A-R list. Psalm 68. Oh, hallelujah. Something is stirring in the waters. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Psalm 68, verse 1. Let God arise. Let God arise. How does he arise? How does he arise? Upon our praises. Right? And when God arises, let his enemies be scattered. The pain, the debt, the hindrance. Come on now. Let his enemies be scattered. Watch this. Let them also that hate him. Folks, if God could get all of his people in America into a simultaneous praise service, it would change his nation, pow, like that. But he can't at this time, so he looks for pockets. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro. He's looking for those that get it. Come on, he's looking for those that will go beyond their flesh, go beyond their mental thinking process, what seems, and let God arise. Hallelujah. let his enemies be scattered. Now, are we seeing how, so far, how praise is in direct that the enemy is the result of direct praise being defeated, being scattered? So we can have an alternative, how you say that? Yeah, that. Motive in praising the Lord. Now, he's worthy of praise if it didn't have nothing to do with the enemy. However, God puts this in the Word more than one place. And he's given us the honor to praise him and the enemies be scattered. Why are they being scattered? Because God's showing up. Psalms 22, I think it's verse 3. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Come on. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. It's not that God's just up there saying, oh, yes, my people are praising me. No, he says, I'm going to get involved in that. I'm going to get right, watch this, smack dab right in the middle of every one of their situations, every one of their families, every one of their finances, every one of their promises, every one of their seeds. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Woo! Exodus. We gonna exit some places today. And I know it. We're not going around this mountain again. I'm done. I'm finished with it. It's over. Pastor Philip has had it. There's about four or five big things that Mama Alberta and I believe in God for. Big to us. Might not be big to you, but big to us. And I'm not going to live this year like we did last year. Certainly not like last year. Hallelujah. Right? And I know, see, to whom much is given, much is required. And when you see the power of praise, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Exodus 15, are you there? Exodus 15, verse 1. Then sang Pastor Moses and the whole congregation this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Now again, it says in verse 3, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Now, they're singing this after they've crossed the Red Sea, after that supernatural way that God made a way where there seemed to be no way. And they got over onto the other side. And Pharaoh saw that, and he thought his God did that. That his God opened up that Red Sea, and so the children of Israel could never escape. And here he goes riding in, but they're on the other side. And Miriam just starts getting her little tambourine going. All of a sudden, a little shift starts happening. and a spontaneous song starts coming up, and all of a sudden the wheels come off the chariots. Hallelujah! And Pharaoh and all of his army is drowned, right? And they're over there having a praise service. Well, we don't wait till we're on the other side. I said, we don't wait till we're on the other side. We praise him and believe we have received that there's an other side to this pain. There's an other side to this debt. There's an other side to my marriage. There's an other side to my business. There's an other side to my family. And I'm just going to praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Look at verse 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? No one. Who is like thee, glorious in holiness? Watch out now. Fearful in praises. Fearful in praises. Now you got a new friend coming by. Fearful in praises. Now watch this. To us, that's reverence. To us, that's awe. To us, that's a cautious respect for God and his ways. But to the enemy, when you and I get praising God, we're not praising him because we're afraid of him. We're praising him because of who he is and what he's done and what he's doing and what he said he would do. We're praising him for that. But for the enemy, it fills them up full of fear. That's why it says the devils believe and they tremble. Now watch this. Fearful in praise is doing what? Help me out. Doing what? Doing what? This is what happens when you and I. Boy, I just dare you for this leap month, in this leap year, to go above and beyond any kind of praise you've ever done in your life, that you'll just get your praise on whether you feel like it or not, that you'll just get praising God in the morning, praising him at noontime, praise him in the evening, at midnight, praise him when you get up, praise him when you go to bed, praise him when you go on to work, praise him when you're getting off work, praise him while you're at work, praise him in the grocery store, praise him at the gas, praise him! Well, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. You feel that going through here? That's the Holy Ghost. Woo! We're talking about war praise. Psalms 18. Now, if there was just one scripture that's mentioned something like that, but it's all over the place. Psalms 18. And let's put our eyes on verse 3. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Now, we were just singing that. Worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Folks, I'm telling you, we are on the brink of breaking out. In the east, in the west, in the north, in the south, from every angle. This ministry, your lives, God has not brought us here to not take us there. He's brought us here to ensure that we'll make it there. Well, that just came out of heaven. It ain't all that. But the devil wants us to shut up. Remember blind Bartimaeus? They tried to get him shut up. He got louder. Shut up, Bartimaeus. Shut up. He ain't got nothing to do with you.
Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
No, no, the Bible says he got crazo. That's what it says in the Greek. He got crazy. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped. Guess what? Thank you, Lord. Jesus is stopping by your house.
Woo! 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 Woo!
Yes! Yes! Woo! He's stopping by your house. He's stopping by your bed. He's stopping by your business. He's stopping by your family. Oh, and when he stops by, he gonna leave something. Sit down. Power of God's moving through here. Psalms 115. Did I tell you that? Look at this. Verse 17. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. Forget about the dead in Christ. I'm talking about dead churches. They ain't going to praise the Lord. They're too busy on the first and third stanzas. You clap your hands, they're going to usher you out. Come on now. Not making fun of that. They need to be taught. It's those preachers' fault that won't bring out the truth. And they're held in captivity. Because that's the way great-grandma did it, and grandma did it, and mama did it. See? So the enemy wants to silence you. You know, they make silencers on guns. So instead of bang, it's... And that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to put a silencer on you. To silence your praise. Folks, you better get this. Because all it takes is one just getting beside yourself crazy in praise for things to break in the realm of the Spirit. See? See? So, the enemy wants you to go down into silence. There's a time to be silent. When you've prayed to God, and even after you've praised the Lord and so on and so forth, and all of a sudden it's time to just get still and listen. But I'm not talking about that kind of silence. I'm talking about where oppression's on your head. Situations are swirling around your noggin. And now you just don't want to talk about it. You're just sitting there thinking about it. And you know better. And you know better. You know better. And the Holy Ghost is down there saying, do you believe you received? Yeah. Well, act like it. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Got a silencer on you. Are you following this? Are you following this? It takes faith. It takes faith to praise like that. Come on now. Look at it over in Psalms 30. I'm sticking with my notes. So far, so good. Look what it says in Psalms 30 and verse 12. Well, verse 11. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Well, how did that happen? How did you go from being all bummed out to having a little spring in your step? This morning, when I was getting ready, I put on dancing season. There's a reason for dancing. It brings joy into our hearts. Right? Right? Come on now. And I got happy. I got happy. Because I heard that in my ear. It's a dancing season. I heard that in my ear. I sing that in that song. I heard that in my ear. It's a dancing season. Thou hast turned for me. You talk about a turnaround. You talk about one day this way, next day that way. But how did it happen? First, I had to get my dance on. Thou hast turned for me my mourning and dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. So we went from sackcloth to gladness. We went from mourning to dancing. How? Next verse. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. Not be silent. The devil, I told you years ago now, that he's trying to silence the voice of God. And not only that, how does he silence the voice of God? Silences people. That right there ought to make you want to, hey! There's this Holy Ghost rebellion down inside you. There is. There's a Holy Ghost rebellion when the devil tries to tell you, shut up. Hey! Come on now. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. Come on now. It's one thing when you just shut down to evaluate and get it all together and then come out with the right action instead of just being a fool and utter all your mind. Are you following this? So we've seen so far war praise, and we've seen silent praise. No such thing, just like there's no such thing as silent prayer. Come on. The enemy wants to shut your mouth. No, it's not going to happen. We're going to get louder. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth. Oh, my. How many of you want your praise to even go higher? You're going to see something about how that happens. It doesn't happen just because you say, I'm going to get louder, or I'm going to get praise longer. That's not how this thing works. Lord have mercy. Anyways. I love y'all. That about threw me off right there. Psalms 56. I thought y'all was interested in this. Psalms 56. Look at this. Psalms 56. Let me know when you're there. Verse number 1. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. My enemies would daily swallow me up. For they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Now watch closely. In God, I will praise his what? I will praise his word. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Do you see that even under heavy enemy attack, that you don't feel like praising? See, you can only praise for your salvation for so long. I praise you, Lord, for saving me, bring me out of drugs and alcohol. So, well, see, that praise stays at this level. I can never get higher than that, other than 5 years go by, 10 years go by, 30-plus years go by. I praise you, Lord, for bringing me out of drugs and alcohol. See, it's still the same praise if I haven't grown in his word. Now follow this. Because your praise is determined on what God has said to you. Follow this. How would you praise God for finance if you didn't know he was your provider? And how did you find out he was your provider? By the word. How could you praise God for being your healer if you didn't know what the scripture said about healing? See? And so when you get your praise on for his word, then you're not going to struggle with 3 weeks of faith lift immersion. You're going to welcome it. You're going to say, bring it on, Lord. Why? Because the word you're going to hear is word that you didn't know. You're going to hear things you've never heard before. Things that you've heard before, you're going to be more grounded in. And when that happens, your praise level goes to a higher level. You can't praise God just because the pastor said God's God and we praise him. Why do we praise him? Because if you don't praise him, he'll kill you. That ain't right. Right? So the psalmist says, in God, I will praise his word. Hallelujah. You know, you can get happy when somebody walks up to you and says, God told me to do this for you. Right? And before you even, before they can even give it to you, before they can even get to your house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Why? You praising on somebody's word. And they might call you up and say, you know, on second thought, I'm going to give it to somebody else. Right? But God don't do that. I say, God don't do that. I will praise him for his word. Right? So when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. What's that standard? We're going to have 3 weeks of faith, live, word immersion, and you're going to go from one level, you're passing this level, you're passing that level, and you're going to go way up here. You're going to leap ahead way beyond where you ever been. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey. That one got Elder Friendly up. Look what it says in verse 10. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. The psalmist is saying, in spite of the enemy, in spite of what he's trying to do daily to me, I got something to praise God about. His word. His word got you started in it. And it's his word that's going to take you all the way to the end. Come on now. Do you realize we're in America? Our brothers and sisters in China have got to be underground, ripping off a page of the Bible and sneaking it to somebody in the marketplace. And here we are in America, picking and choosing when we want to hear something. All these translations of the Bible. Christian television, online internet. I mean, folks, I'm telling you, American Christians are going to have a lot to answer for when we stand in front of Jesus. Because to whom much is given, much is required. Come on. God knew that you and I would be living in this time. He knew the condition of the world at this time. And he knew that you'd be in this church at this time. He knew your faith level at this time. He knew what he gifted and called you to do at this time. He knows that. See? And so his word, glory be to God. We praise him for his word. Watch this. This is so important. There's been times when I've been praying and praising the Lord. Well, I'll just take my Bible like this and just hug it. Glory be to God. When we were in the Marshall Islands, we didn't have no pillows. In the Outer Islands, we didn't have no bed. I'd take my Bible and wrap a towel around it. That's how I slept every night. Right? Right? With my head on his word. Woke up one morning, and there's a poisonous, bigger than a centipede, but that thing was like that. And when the Marshallese came in, they saw that on the ceiling. They were quick to kill it, and they told us that can kill you, right? And there I am, me and Mama, we're sleeping on our Bibles. Are you saying your Bible, sleeping on your Bible protected you? God protected us, but, hallelujah, you can interpret that any way you want to. Hallelujah. So we praise him according to his word. Do you see that? In other words, you'll top out in your praise. You can only go so far in your praise. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. So if all you have is this amount of word, then your faith can only praise that amount. But if you're praising him for more word, give us this day our daily bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Come on. And as you see what's going on and your faith level goes up, your praise level goes up. Faith level goes up, your praise level goes up. Do you see that? Okay. Watch this. Psalms, I keep saying watch this. Psalms 106. Psalms 106. Now watch this. Watch this. Verse 9. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths, as through the wilderness, and he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words. They sang his praise. Look what it says, verse 13. They soon forgot. See, I mentioned it a while ago. We believe on this side that we're on the other side. Are you following this? It's one thing to believe after you see a miracle. But that's not us. Thomas said, except I see, I will not believe. And Jesus showed up and said, hey, Thomas, check it out. But blessed are those that haven't seen and still believe. Right? So we get our praise on. Right? Your praise, don't miss this. God spoke this to me this morning. Well, it wasn't the word of the Lord. He impressed me. It's important for me to clarify that. Your praise knows something. I said, your praise knows something. That's the difference between charismania. Why are you praising? What's what we do? You don't know why you're praising? In this mountain, you say this is where praise is, and over here, and Jesus said, whoa, 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 time out. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. They know what their praise, you know something, and that's why you're praising. And how do you know something? By his word. See? That's why the word of faith camp ought to be the highest praisers in the land. Because of what we know. Right? And we got to, like Kenneth Hagin Sr. said, we got to have both. We got to have the moving of the Holy Ghost, and we got to have the word. See, not just the word. Now, when God calls us like he has to this time of word immersion, then we just do what he says. Are you following? And that's why, you know, I try to get you out of here each night by 8:30, right? So, the psalmist says, in 142. Go to Psalms 119. Psalms 119. And verse number 7. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned something. See, your praise is directly tied to what you know. See, your praise knows something. So you have to be taught the word. And as you're taught the word, your praise keeps going up. Because if you're taught the word properly, you're going to find out that God is a good God all the time. It's not a religious cliche. And that's real to you. See? Are you following this? Psalms 119, verse 171. Just look up on the screen. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me. See, your praise is limited to what you know. So the more matured you are in the word ought not be the more dignified you get. You ought to be the craziest running the church person in the plant. Glory be to God. Hey! Woo! Practice what I preach. Now I'll go to Psalms 142. That church is crazy. Yep. Yep, it's called 4D. I said it's called 4D. You know how many people in the kingdom of heaven are running today, jumping up and down, dancing, as they're watching that massive table for the marriage supper of the Lamb being prepared, and as these mansions are being built, glory be to God, heaven being decorated for the catching away of the church. They ain't up there being silent. They ain't up there being quiet. They're up there praising God. And when one sinner gets saved, all the angels rejoice. Hallelujah. Look at this. Psalms 142, verse 6. Attend unto my cry, for I'm brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for you shall deal bountifully with me. Bring my soul out of prison. The only way your soul, with all those old man mindsets, all those conform to the world thinking, the only way that's coming out is by his word, by the washing of the water of his word. So when you're experiencing soul salvation, when all of a sudden it clicks, you understand clicks? All of a sudden, if you allow this term, it makes sense what God's word said about that situation when you found out God wasn't mad at you. When you found out you're a new creation. When you found out you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When you found out you're a king and a priest. When you found out you're the healed. When you find out you're the prosperous. When you find out that Jesus became a curse to redeem you from the curse. What happened? Your soul came out of prison. And when your soul came out of prison, Hey! Poverty thinking. That time of the year season. Well, the weather's changing out there. What's that got to do with anything? Well, every time about this year, this time of year, you know, I come down. Well, quit coming down. Go up. Go up. God will deal bountifully with you. Are you hearing this? So, should I stop? So what we've seen so far, that there's war praise. Have we seen that? What we've seen also is there's no such thing as silent praise. And then what we just learned is word praise. That your praise is, you see, you can have two people screaming at the same volume, jumping and running the same way, but they're two different levels. You understand? And God knows. And keep on. Keep on. Wording up. Yesterday, my goodness, I must have listened to 6 or 7 messages yesterday. My day off. Right? Just wording up, wording up, wording up, wording up. And then, from time to time, praising the Lord, right? Just praising God. Believing we've received. Now, I said all that to bring us here. I want to show you 4 different kinds of praise. Situational circumstances that you need to praise in. All right? 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Let me know when you're there by saying hallelujah. Verse number 1. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there comes a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazartamar, which is Anjadai. So it's one thing that he's dealing with Moab. It's another thing and he's got to deal with Ammon too. And then others besides them. Have you ever had to war at all fronts? I mean, it seemed like everything hit at the same time. You're fighting a physical ailment in your body. All of a sudden, your finances took a hit for whatever. Family acting goofy. Come on, just different things. And then on top of that, beyond the sea on this side, Syria, some more come. When you think it couldn't get any worse than that, here comes this thrown at you. Right? I remember years ago, look at your neighbor and say, years ago, everybody involved in that's not here no more. But the church was just, I didn't know it. I was pastoring 3 churches at the same time, preaching 9 times a week, six times during the week. Only had Monday off to regroup to pastor those 3 churches here Wilmore and Owington. And Sunday, I preached four times. And it was just, to do all that, I had to entrust my staff. And I said to the staff, had a staff meeting, we're going to do this, this, and this. Right? And so I'm assuming that that's being done. And all of a sudden, I get a report that this is happening. And that ain't happening. And I got in front of God. We were living in the condo at that time. That's how far back that is. And I said, Lord, what's going on? He said, you got a horse running in the wrong direction with nobody holding the reins. Go to the church and tell them you want to see the books. I never look at the books. I don't look at the books now. Right? But I got somebody I can trust. Hallelujah. And the staff got kind of nervous when I said that. I said, I want them on my desk in an hour. And then when they came, I said, who authorized this? Who did that? Now, see, if that had just happened, because, one thing. But when I said, we don't do that, we don't do that. Well, now they're jumping ship, right? And it seemed like I was left with all of this mess. Church finances all in disarray. Those staff members jumped ship and left the church, taking people with them. All this was happening at the same time, right? And, you know, the Marshall Islands just sounded real good. We'll give you an island all to yourself and give you a boat if you'll stay. And all of a sudden, you know, just a hammock underneath those coconut trees was sounding real good. Right? But I had to get my praise on. Had to get my praise on. I said I had to get my praise on. Because what I'm looking at is not going to be the way this thing ends up. Right? So what's happening here is when the enemy surrounds you. This is what's going on. This is what's going on. Now watch the remedy. They get in a meeting. I said, they get in a meeting. Pastor Jehoshaphat says, we got to have a faith lift. And they gather together. Come on now. They gather together to hear from heaven. That's what we're doing in these 3 weeks. We're gathering together to hear from heaven. Got different things out here that you are asking God about or needing confirmation about or having your steps ordered or wisdom you need in a certain area, whatever it may be, various different things. Destiny needs to be stepped into to a higher degree, whatever it may be, right? And so they have this meeting and they hear a prophetic word. They hear a prophetic word. Folks, I hope you are catching this. We're not having meetings just to say, hey, we're having meetings. Forget that. If I didn't think you were listening to me, if I didn't think you were absorbing this, then I'd just say, you know what, Mama Alberta, I'm going to preach to you at the house, and we're going to have church. But I know better than that. I can feel the pull that's going on. I can feel the draw that's happening. You guys are on, if you allow the terminology in your spirit, you're on the edge of your seat. You are cranking on this thing. You are approaching this time very seriously, but with joy. Are you following what I'm saying? Right? And when you feel surrounded, like the enemy's coming in on every side, and that's what's going on here. They have a meeting, and the prophetic voice comes out. You need not fight in this battle. The battle is the Lord's. Set yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Right? I'm talking about That was worth the meeting coming together. They just heard from heaven. Now the pastor, Jehoshaphat, realizes and they get direction. Go to the battle. Don't run from it. Go at it. Don't run from it. Go at it. Because they're carrying something. Good God Almighty. They're carrying something that belongs to you. Come on. And they don't even know it. So just go out. Get your praise on. Believe the Lord your God. Believe that prophetic word. You'll be established and you'll prosper. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. And so what looks like they're being surrounded and it's all over ended up being something that catapulted them for the rest of their lives. Can you imagine? You know the Bible says let God arise. Most Christians let Goliath arise. Well, you don't know how big my mountain is. Jesus never put size to the mountain. Whether it's a little mountain or a great big mountain, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Glory, 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 glory. Petey getting his praise on. Look at verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise. Singing and praising is different. Singing, you're just singing a song. Hallelujah. But praise? You just went from 0 to 100. Hallelujah! Like that. Right? When they began. Now watch this. They called a meeting. All of them showed up. They heard a prophetic word. And now they're acting on that prophetic word. And the pastor says, he's teaching on the power of praise. That mantle of praise. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord did what we just read in War Praise. The Lord did what we just read in War Praise. He said ambushments. You know what an ambushment is? They never saw it coming. The devil never saw it coming that we were going to have the whole month of February diving down into the Word of God, building our faith, getting our praise on, leaping for joy. He never saw that coming. And what the enemy meant for evil, God gonna turn it around for good. So when you're surrounded, praise. When it looks like the enemy is closing in on every side, your praise sets ambushments. Are we reading the Bible? Come on now. Watch this. God knows everything. Devil don't. In other words, when he sowed everything at you, pain got worse. Bank done called you up. Landlord just gave you the ultimatum. Cars making a weird noise. Had to put some things back in the grocery basket. Back on the shelf. And the devil's sitting there saying, where's your God at? You could have more groceries. You could have fixed that car if you hadn't given to the building fund. If you weren't tithing. That partnership stuff, that just makes Pastor rich. Look at you. Look at you. Look at being surrounded. And in the midst of that, you get radical in your praise. Is anybody hearing me? You get radical in your praise. You just, boy, I heard that, Lord. You just blindsided the devil. You just blindsided the devil. The devil is being blindsided. The devil don't know what hit him. Bam! So when you're surrounded and you know what the word says, you should be like this. Oh, glory to God. We're going to blindside the devil. He ain't going to know what hit him. Now, I've been blindsided before. I didn't know what hit me. All I heard was my buddy holler, look out. And a guy came up from behind me and hit me upside my head. About knocked me out. About knocked me out. You don't need to know the rest of that story, but just put it this way. He didn't know what he was messing with. Hallelujah. But now watch this, when we're surrounded, Tuesday, when it looks like it's closing in, when it looks like there's no way, you're being outnumbered, you're overwhelmed, and we have a meeting, and a prophetic word comes forth. We had a prophetic word come up Friday, right? And when these words come forth, and not just, watch this, not just when I get a tongue interpretation or whatever, you're hearing prophetically right now, right? You're getting your war strategy, your battle plan. Yes, you are. You following this? I come downstairs and y'all singing high praises. I'm thinking, my goodness, what a perfect song for what I'm going to release in here. So, we got four of these. Number one, surrounded praise. You should know there's ambushments. You should get real excited. There's ambushments. Acts 16. Acts 16. me know when you're there by saying hallelujah. Look at verse 23. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Now, that's a pretty rough day. It's one thing to get beaten, and then on top of that, thrown in prison, and then on top of that, you're put all the way into the inner part, and on top of that, they put shackles on your feet as if you're going to get out of there. Now, folks, listen, because at midnight, verse 25, Paul and Silas prayed. Notice they prayed. Now, their prayer might have started out like this. God, we serve you, and this is what we get. We know better than this. And we're hurting. We're in prison. And it don't look good what they want to do to us. And we want to know what you're going to do about it. And God says, praise me. God says, praise me. Notice it said they prayed first. They weren't just praying. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, how's it go? I pray the Lord my soul to take. How y'all know that? Because you used to pray to that. Watch this. So at midnight, now watch this. Midnight represents that dark place. Noontime represents the brightest place. Midnight is the darkest. That midnight hour. At the very darkest time, Paul and Silas prayed. And the direction they get from God is, I know you're hurting. I know you're imprisoned. I know it looks like there's no way out, but get your praise on. My goodness. Ain't none of us been there. None of us. Sometimes we felt like we were there. Well, we weren't there. We weren't there. Now watch this. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God real quiet. Huh? The prisoners heard them. No, you better get this. They're, I can just hear them. Oh, you want us to praise? They can't do no more to us than what we've done other than kill us. We're going to praise. And they were in the innermost part of the prison. So for all the prisoners to hear them, they had to be at the top of their lungs. Come on now. And they're just praising God. Are you following this? Next verse. What? Suddenly what happened? Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Their praise affected everybody in the prison, so much so that the prison guard came up and was shaken by it. ends up giving his life to the Lord. Right? So, when it looks like your situation is completely locked up, get your midnight praise going. What does it do? This is your open door praise. This is where God opens the door. You're wanting that job. You're wanting that house. You're wanting whatever, whatever, whatever. And you just feel like you're in your darkest moment. See, God values that kind of praise, because he knows he was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin, and he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows what you're going through, but he knows if you stay in 3D that you're going to be stuck in 3D. But if he can get you in that 3D situation to get you operating in 4D, it allows the war praise, the 4D, to invade your 3D situation. Do you see that? Okay. Hallelujah. That's when you're surrounded in praise, know there's going to be ambushments. Not surrounded in praise, surrounded by the enemy. When you praise, there's going to be ambushments. When you're at your midnight hour, if you'll praise, you're going to have open doors. 1 Peter. Come on, don't slip on me. Don't be looking at your watch right now. 1 Peter chapter 1. In verse number 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise. So there you are. Your fiery lion darts are coming to you, seems like nonstop. What you gonna do? How you gonna do it? That's impossible. You ain't got enough faith for that. On and on and on and on and on. Look what it says, verse 9, receiving the end of your faith. So when you are in a fiery trial, when you are under fire, and it seems like it's nonstop, and you get your praise on, you need to know that your end is right there. I said your end is right there. The enemy always heats up the fire 7 times hotter right before Jesus walks into that fire with you. Come on now. Come on now. Stay with me in this. So when you're in a fiery battle, get your praise on. Because your praise is going to bring the end result right into your life. You see how important praise is? Hallelujah! And the last one. You know, that's why the Bible tells us, don't turn to Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Right? Psalms 150, verse 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor and see if they're breathing. If they're not, raise them from the dead. Psalms 27:6 says, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing Yes, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Right? But let's get over here to Joshua and we close right here. Joshua. If I can't get you praising after hearing this, I'm done. I can't do nothing with you. If you don't keep talking of the drama and how bad it is and nobody knows the trouble I've seen and that's easy for you to say and all that, I'm done. I mean, you just heard 10 messages on praise all condensed into one. Joshua, chapter 6. Verse number 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. What's going on? A standstill. And this is not a standstill, see the salvation of the Lord. It is nothing is happening. You're not advancing, and the enemy's not advancing. There's a standoff. Well, you don't bother me, devil. I won't bother you. No. We're going to bother him. Have you tormented the devil today? Grandpa Hayes, who had them bumper stickers, have you tormented the devil today? Right? So Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. You have forced the enemy not to advance. Because you're advancing. But it's not enough just to have your foot in the promised land. We have to possess the promised land. Come on now. It's not enough to rent the promised land. We have to possess the promised land. Are you following this? Come on, somebody. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out. None came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, you got to see it, Josh. You got to see it. I've given into your hand Jericho and everybody in there, the king, all the mighty men of valor. You got to see it. But here's what you got to do. You shall compass the city, all ye men of war. And go round about the city once. You shall do that 6 days. And 7 priests, come on, priest. 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram horns. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with their trumpets. Now Jericho was not a 1-acre lot. It was a massive city. So just walking around it one time took a little while. And you're going to do it 7 times? Now, folks, listen. Sometimes God's instruction is more than what he first said to you. He multiplies it. Are you following this? And so he says, all right, you do that once. But then when it gets time, he ups it. He ups it 7 times. That was not done in an hour. That took, I venture to say, all day long. see, to walk around that massive city. A lot of scholars say it was the biggest city of its day, see. And they marched around that 7 times. Now, don't miss this point. It says in verse number 5, and it shall come to pass. Look at your neighbor and say, it's happening. It shall come to pass that when those priests make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, they use horns and trumpets because they didn't have electric guitars. All the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. So when you look like you're blocked in by barriers that can never, ever be penetrated, God will tell you to shout with a great shout. Now, we need to understand that first shout is Ruah. Look at it up on the screen. Ruah. To mar, especially by breaking. Shout for alarm. Destroy. Shout for joy. Triumph. That's that first shout. You're going to break something. You're going to send off an alarm in the powers of darkness. You're not only going to break it, you're going to destroy it, and you're going to be joyous about it, because there's a triumph that's going to result in it. That's the first Ruah. But then he says a great shout. Different word. Clamor. Acclamation of joy. A battle cry. Jubilee. Loud noise. Rejoicing. Shouting. This is not just, you know, who been counting? Is it 7 times? Oh, okay. This is where we shout. Hey! Wasn't none of that. This is a battle cry. This is a triumphant jubilee shout. They are going to witness a supernatural intervention of these walls falling flat, not toppling over, falling flat. You got Rahab, that God's watching over her and her family. He's not going to let her house just tip over and harm her. No, it's going to come down like an elevator in her section. Are you following what I'm saying? So when we're to, when it seems like we're blocked in, we're to shout a great shout. It's not just making a louder noise. It's a jubilee shout. It's a triumphant shout. It's a battle cry shout. Are you following this? Now, folks, we have been mantled with the mantle of praise. Right? And ambushments, right? Open doors, all these different things, walls falling flat, all these things that we just saw happening, prison doors opening up, so on and so forth. Jubilee, right? All of this. There's something about corporate praise. There is something that you ought to be praising at the house. Right? But there's something about corporate praise. And your praise, because we've been immersing in the Word, and because we've immersed in it today, we went through a lot of scriptures. 25, 26 of them, I think. Maybe 24. We're going to do that. So I want the praise team back up here doing that song again. Hallelujah. And you're going to have an opportunity to ambush the devil. You're going to have an opportunity to blindside the devil. You're going to have an opportunity to praise on a level you ain't never praised before. Come on now.
Well, I don't feel like praising. I
know, honey. Silent praise. You better snap out of that. Because you're in a live situation. At home, you probably have to listen to a CD or something that's already recorded. Or sing a song, make up something yourself. Here, you in the live. Come on now. Come on. And so we're going to praise the Lord. And your praise right now is at a higher level, if you'll release it, than it's ever been before. Hit it up. Come on, break loose in this place.
open doors. Walls coming down. We'll be right back. voice of triumph. Let your battle cry. Your praise is a weapon.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Now let's praise in the Lord. All kinds of things are happening. For this ministry and for your personal life. For this city, for this state, and for this nation. God takes your praise. Beyond. He does exceeding abundantly above and beyond. Watch this. All that we're praising Him for. He takes our praise and just tells the devil, and while I'm at it, pow! Oh, my. I want to do one more thing. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do Joshua. Have that shout and that great shout. I wrote a song called Shout Down. And I need the RVN band configuration up here. Not because the players up here aren't good, as they don't know that song. I wrote this song at the Lazy Eight, not knowing really what all was involved in that song. And I was using the scripture that we just read, and I just changed some places. Move this out of the way. To where, just take it back there. Thank you. To where, instead of trumpets, we got guitars. And when we get to that place of shouting, especially on the last time, you have a shout down inside of you, good God Almighty, that 4D has never heard yet. This is going to be a shout above any shout that you have ever shouted. Doesn't mean it's louder. It just means you're using your faith with this shout to go into the four-dimensional world and walls that have hindered, demonic forces that have kept back. Doors that need to swing open. Ambushments that need to be set. All the above. We're going to take this straight at the enemy. I said we're going to take this You ain't scared of the devil, are you? We gonna take this straight at the devil. Now this is a rocker. But it's pure rock. It's been sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Come on now. You guys all right? And on that last time through, when I say shout, first time through, you can shout a little bit. But save your great shout. That great shout for the end. And I believe, under the instruction, leadership of the Lord, that outside these four walls, angels are going to hearken unto the faith that's in that shout. Shouting for the healing. Shouting for those finances. Shouting for those family members. Shouting for that business. Shouting for that house. Shouting for that vehicle. Fill in the blank. Whatever it may be. Are you following this? And we're going to, as one accord, or something that happens when everybody is in one accord, heaven moves suddenly. Are you following this? All right, let's hit it, guys. Jericho was straightly shut up. None went out or came in. The Lord said unto Joshua, I've given it into your hand. You shall compass the city with all you men of war. For 6 days you shall march one time around Jericho's walls. But on the seventh day, at the break of dawn, march in the same manner for 7 times around. Please play your guitars. Continue all about. Hey, the Lord has given us a city. Say unto the people, shout. Shout down the walls! Shout! Shout them down! We're gonna shout down the walls! Shout! Shout them down! We're gonna shout down. Come on, loosen up in here. Joshua called all the priests, and unto them is all the priests, take up the Ark of Covenant with the guitars up ahead. People, don't make any noise, no words out of your mouth. Not until the day I bid you, and then you shall shout, and we will shout down. Yeah, oh, we're gonna shout down Kentucky's walls. Come on, let's shout down the walls all about with God Almighty. Come on, people, shout! Shout down the wall! We're taking ground! Get your best shot ready. together now. Your life will never be the same. Just a while ago, the Lord said to me, that's why you wrote the song. Not just for a little concert here and there, but for moments like this. You and I just invaded 4D. Now 4D is busy at work invading your 3D. One more shout for the King. Let me bless you. Father, blessing upon these, you're praising people as they go the way. Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the miracles. Supernatural intervention. Hallelujah. I bless them out of the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. 1, 2, 3, 4.